Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker is proposing changes in how state tax money is distributed to cities and towns. It's one of several proposals the governor outlined in his inaugural address this afternoon, moments after being sworn in for his second term. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Baker changed the script for his swearing-in at the last minute.
At this time, I would invite Governor-elect Baker, his wife Lauren, and their children Caroline, Charlie, and Al to come to
Just my dad.
Oh, okay.
Just my dad.
We would like to invite Governor's dad up to the rostrum.
Baker asked his 90-year-old father to hold the Bible the governor put his hand on while he was sworn in. In his inaugural address, Baker said the formula by which the state distributes money for education needs to be brought up to date. He promised that update when he files his budget later this month. But he said improving education is not just about spending more money.
Our budget will also include opportunities for underperforming school districts to invest jointly with the Department of Education in proven best practices like acceleration academies, professional development programs, after-school enrichment initiatives, and leadership development programs.
Baker promised new initiatives to improve transportation. His administration is already planning to invest $8 billion in the T. Baker promised additional initiatives.
We must make the investments in public infrastructure that will enable the next generation of zero-emission vehicles and autonomous vehicles to thrive here in the Commonwealth.
Baker's administration is already planning reductions in greenhouse gas emissions from transportation.
The work we're poised to do with our Northeast and Mid-Atlantic partners should produce a cap and investment system for transportation that mirrors our successful model for energy. It will be the largest program of its kind in U.S. history.
The governor also promised to address an issue of great concern to Massachusetts police chiefs. In the last 2 years, three Massachusetts police officers were killed by people with previous encounters with the judicial system, who were nevertheless free at the time of the shootings. That's because judges are not allowed to consider criminal history in determining dangerousness. Baker promised police chiefs he'll push for changes.
We owe it to them, to their brothers and sisters in law enforcement, and to our citizens to ensure that we're doing all we can to keep dangerous people off our streets.
Baker concluded by contrasting dysfunction in Washington with the collaboration between his Republican administration and the Democratic legislature.
Let others engage in the cheap shots and the low blows. Let's make our brand of politics positive and optimistic instead of cruel and dark.
Instead of what he called the bickering and name-calling that dominates Washington, Baker called for building on the work of those who came before. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.